So some people are telling Jesus there was a great tragedy and people got hurt and died. And they said they must have been great sinners for God to have punished them in that way. And Jesus quickly says, God does not cause suffering. He said, do you think in this other example where 18 people died when the tower collapsed, that they were the worst of the people and God was punishing them? Again, God does not cause suffering. So what do we do with dealing with all the difficulties that happen in people's lives? That's what they want to talk about. But Jesus doesn't want to talk about what's bad that happens. He wants to talk about what's good that happens. And that's a dramatically different reality. Where does goodness come from? And Jesus indicates goodness comes when everyone makes a decision to repent, to turn toward God. When they turn toward God, he says, they are like the fig tree. When a fig tree is planted, it's given 3 years in order to produce. And if it doesn't produce, then it's torn down. So he says, there was a man who had a tree and it wasn't producing, and he says, I'm going to tear it out. And the gardener, who represents God, comes and says, no, give me another year. Give it another chance. That's the first and most important lesson in this gospel. God always gives us another chance. The gardener says, I will cultivate and fertilize this tree. The word of God will come to us, and then hopefully we will turn back to God and we will produce much fruit in our lives. But people mistakenly believe that if they can point out the wrong that other people do, that means they're good. Have you ever fallen into that trap? You get caught thinking if you can say what's wrong with what everybody else does, somehow you're a good person. Jesus says that's not the case. You're a good person when you do good things. And if you repent and turn toward God, then you can begin to do good things. So we are invited this week to ask ourselves, do I choose to do good? Or do I just choose to criticize bad? If the gospel invites me to do good, what am I going to decide to do? How will I live this goodness? During this Lenten season, we are told that we can do it by praying. We can do it by fasting. We can do it by giving alms. Those are good things that save us. So you and I are given the great gift of this story, first to learn that God gives us another chance, and secondly, to learn that he lets his word come into us, and that word brings about goodness. If we listen to it, if we remind ourselves of it, if we pray about it, then we will spend this week, each day of this week, choosing to do things that are good, that are kind, choosing to live with charity and peacefulness toward others. What a blessing that would be in our lives. This Lenten season, We are invited to hear the Word of God in a very special way. And to understand, it calls us to a new way of living. To ask ourselves, this last week, what was the good that I did? I lived all this time, all these moments, all these days. Did I do things that were good? Did I love others? Did I forgive others? Was I patient? Was I kind? What are the expressions of my goodness? Because that's the challenge for you and I. We will not go to heaven because we recognize what's bad. We will go to heaven because we choose to do what's good. So during this coming week, may we clearly understand that this gospel is one that is given to us to meditate on and to challenge ourselves to live in a good and loving way toward one another. And then through that, we will be like that fig tree that, given another chance, begins to bear much fruit, good fruit, prosperous fruit, that will truly bless our lives and the lives of those around us. May this gospel find a place in our hearts during the living of the coming days, and may we choose to put ourselves in a place of doing good for others.